Okay, if everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, the room is packed. We are ready to go. Okay, welcome to the third annual Back to Basics Seminar. This is a year, the seasonal, wait a minute. It's called Success for All Seasons. In building our chapters, okay? So we're going to have your seasonal theme going on because all year around, we're going to give you ideas that will help build your chapters. Now, the first person we're going to hear from is the man who works all seasons. I can tell you that right now. All year round, all day and night around, building our NFB. And you all are an important aspect, an important part of the work that we're doing because you're doing the real grassroots efforts. And we're really pleased to have the front rows up here full of our chapter presidents. All our chapter presidents, let's hear it for you. Okay. And Dr. Maurer is here to address and honor our chapter presidents. And also for all the rest of you, I know many of the chapter presidents brought a lot of their board members with them. And so we have a full room here. And so to hear about how we're building the Federation and to express his appreciation to all of you is our national president, Dr. Maurer.
Well, all right. Joanne Wilson urged me to come to this meeting, and here I am. And she probably even told me what we were going to talk about. And I hope I can remember. And some months ago, I was talking to some of the people in the blindness field, or they sometimes call it the blindness system, and one of them was a man by the name of Carl Augusto. And Carl Augusto runs the American Foundation for the Blind, and he told me that he would be visiting me this evening at 6 o'clock, or thereabouts. And so I was upstairs looking for him a minute ago, and lo and behold, Joanne Wilson called me and said, "You know you're supposed to be. Are you on your way?" And I said, "Well, of course I'm on my way. I mean, you told me to be there. I'm showing up. So here I am." Now, getting to the heart of the matter. You are chapter leaders, state leaders. Some of you, I've noticed on this agenda, are national leaders. I've got a list here of the people that are going to be talking to you, and I notice that one of them is the president of the chapter in Austin, Texas. A guy by the name of Richie. And you know, I'm going to be in Austin right after this convention. And Richie, if there's a chapter meeting, you better tell me. Otherwise, I won't be there. Diana Maurer lives in Austin, and I couldn't bear to come to Texas without going to visit Diana Maurer in Austin, because Monday is her birthday. You are state leaders and chapter leaders. And if you're happy with the way things are now, then you don't need to bother. But if you're unhappy, if you think Something has to change.
Yes.
And by golly, if it doesn't change, I am going to do something about it. If that's the way you feel, join me, because that's the way I feel. I look around, and I think, look at the college programs. Can blind kids get into them as much as they need to? And look at the high school programs. Do blind kids get their books?
No!
As much as they need to. And look at the employment programs. Look at the entry-level jobs. Do blind people get into those as much as they need to?
No!
Well, who's gonna change it? If that's your commitment, you're in the right place. I was supposed to meet with Carl Augusto. And if I met with Carl Augusto, he didn't make it yet, so I didn't meet with him. But if he comes sometime, I probably will. He runs the American Foundation for the Blind. And sometimes the American Foundation for the Blind tells people it's the most important program for the blind in America. Now, if I meet with him, I'm going to be polite. I'm not going to say to him, if you're the most important program director for a program for the blind in America, what are you doing to change this? But that's what I'm going to think. Here I am with you, and what I think is something different from what they say. What I think is that the leaders of the most important program for the blind in America are gathered here tonight. And the reason that we come together is that we are fed up with the access to technology and programs and ideas and the communities in which we live. We want more of it, and we're not going to rest until we get it. That's what leadership in the National Federation of the Blind means. It means we're going to do something to make things better, and we're going to start today. And it doesn't matter what the problems are, we're going to find a way to solve them. And if anybody doubts it, let them come to this meeting and we'll change their minds. That's what it means to be a part of the National Federation of the Blind. So, Joanne, you are expected to find a way to get people to know all about it. And you're expected to do it within the next hour and a half. So get started.
So if you want to present the chapter presidents, they're commemorative NFB travel gavels.
All right. Let me see that box.
Commemorative
I have here a thing that's about 4 inches, 4.5 inches long, about an inch from side to side, and it has a handle and a head, and it consists of a gavel bearing the logo of the National Federation of the Blind. This is the symbol of your authority as chapter and state leaders. Don't let the size fool you. They're small so that you can put them in your pocket and carry them with you. It doesn't mean your authority is limited. This gavel says you are in charge. So all of you, take your gavel and use it well.
All right.
Well done, Adam. Well done. Hey, do you want to pass it? Okay, now we have folks that will be passing out to the chapter presidents that are up here in the front. They're commemorative, they're walnut commemorative NFB travel gavels. Okay, so our commemorative NFB travel gavels. You can, like Dr. Myers said, you can carry them around with you and show that you're a proud leader in the National Federation of the Blind. So chapter presidents will be receiving those.
Will take us to a new world.
I want to give congratulations to our chapter presidents.
That we never knew before.
They do a lot of work to deserve the power and the honor of this little gavel. The work they do is big, even though the gavel is little. Adorned with Hoosick color ribbons, and they say National Federation of Blind on them. They're pure walnut. Pure walnut. Limited edition. Do we have them passed out? Not yet? Oh, a lot of presidents here. This is what I like to see. Okay. As soon as we're done passing them out, we have a door prize in honor of our chapter presidents. Okay, now, in honor of our chapter presidents, Rosie, let's get a door prize for our one of our lucky chapter presidents.
Okay, so the way we're going to do door prizes this evening, we are going to do door prizes in a little different than what we typically do, and these are techniques that you can use in your own chapter meetings. Now, in honor of our chapter presidents who work tirelessly year-round to help plan and organize some of the work of the National Federation of the Blind, we're going to have door prizes in two different ways. We're going to have some that are just specific to chapter presidents, and then we'll have some door prizes that everyone in the room is eligible to receive. So the first one that we're going to do for our chapter presidents is the first chapter president to stand up and tell me their name and start singing Glory, Glory, Federation, we'll get a door prize. Okay, all right.
Okay. Our goal is marching on. Marcus Soulsby, Knoll Valley Chapter, West Virginia.
Let's go.
let's hear from another chapter president who was singing over here. Who's this?
Michelle Clark.
Michelle Clark, okay. And there was somebody over here towards the front. Over, Everett Bacon was the first. So the door prize is going to go to Everett Bacon. But, you know, you guys, I don't know about you, but I really didn't hear Everett very well. Did you guys?
Yeah.
Don't you guys think he should sing for the audience?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, Everett, you need to sing the first verse. Yes. Oh, we have another. Actually, who's this right here in the front?
Andy Verdon, Minnesota.
Okay, Andy and Everett, you guys are going to do a duet, okay? Are you guys up? Okay, so you guys are going to do, why don't you guys both stand up? 1 second, I'm going to hand you a mic, and both of you guys will get a door prize. 1 second. Okay, so Everett, why don't you lean over here? And what was your name, sir?
Andy Verdon.
Andy, perfect. I'm going to hand you the mic, Andy, and you and Everett.
Okay.
All right, Andy.
First verse. Ready on the count of three, audience. Let's count. One, two, three. Glory, glory, Federation. Our cause goes marching on.
All right. That deserves a door prize.
Now, that was the chorus, but we need the audience.
Close enough. That's all we can take.
The first verse.
The blind eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is tramping. No. Coming of the Lord. And eyes have seen the vision of the Federation way. New white cane legislation brings the dawn of a new day. The right of the blind to organize is truly here to say, our cause goes marching on. Glory, glory, Federation. Glory, glory, Federation. Glory, glory, Federation, our cause goes marching on.
And to the St. Cloud members that are here, we have a meeting Saturday, we're going to sing that verse.
So we have, let's see, you're a chapter president in Minnesota, you said?
Central Minnesota
chapter. And Everett, where are you?
Salt Lake City,
Utah. So Utah, Minnesota have put on a great show for us. And they are going to get... our door prizes have a bit of a seasonal theme going along with our theme for our agenda. So both of you gentlemen are going to get gift cards to Baskin-Robbins, a perfect summer treat.
Yeah.
Okay, should we go ahead and get started with these?
Okay. Now, for our next agenda item, it's entitled Feel the Heat, Hot Ideas for Membership Development. Now, we have on this panel... three of our state presidents who I think have done an outstanding job in membership development. And so the first of these is Parnell Diggs. Now, if any of you have ever heard the stories of South Carolina, they have like a trillion chapters. What is it, 60, 70? How many, Parnell?
61
chapters in one state. So here is a man that is going to present his hot ideas on membership development. Parnell?
Thank you so much, Joanne. It is a pleasure to be here. Good evening, chapter leaders. I am so glad that you are a part of the Back to Basics seminar. You know, I served as a chapter president between 1995 and 2000. When I came into the movement 21 years ago, it was 1989, I came to be part of our Columbia chapter in South Carolina. We didn't have as many chapters then as we do now, but Columbia at the time had about, maybe at the busiest time of year, on the night when we had the most business to conduct, about 150 people there. And so I came to the movement with a strong introduction to a successful movement at the national level, a state convention that regularly had upwards of 300 people and more, and a very large Columbia chapter. But you notice a minute ago I said something about Columbia having 150 people. Well, not all of the chapters in South Carolina are that large. Some of our areas in South Carolina are more populated than other areas. Columbia, by the standards of, say, Dallas or L.A., is a very small place. Columbia only has maybe 200,000 people or so, something like that. But other places in South Carolina have the population of 1,500, 75, that kind of thing. But one thing we don't believe in South Carolina is we don't believe in giving up on a locality because it is sparsely populated. I think the mistake that some of us make as we look at potentially getting the Federation presence into a community, we sometimes say, well, you know, I wish we could get this person involved. They're a great leader. They've got all kinds of potential. They're a great speaker. They're brilliant. But we just don't have a chapter there. Well, you got somebody right there in the area. Why not build a chapter around that person? So that is the first hot idea that I would bring to you tonight. The first component of a successful chapter, in my opinion, and then all of the things that we'll be talking about, at least in this portion of the program this evening, all of the things will stem from this. You know what it is? A good president. You got to have a good president to have a good chapter. If you don't, the chapter is not going to make it. And then the president has to have good support. Someone has to help the president carry out the activities of the chapter. There's got to be something for the chapter to do. So as I say, I came to be a chapter president in a place called Myrtle Beach in about 1995. I had moved from Columbia. I'd graduated from law school and was looking around for employment. Had a chance to go over to the coast of South Carolina. And Donald Capps, the person that I learned from, who has been a tremendous organizer and has probably organized more chapters than anybody else in the movement. I could be wrong about that, but he's certainly among the top two or three if he's not at the top. But he taught me how to build a chapter and keep a chapter strong. And so he found out I was moving over to Myrtle Beach. The first thing he did was came over to Myrtle Beach and scheduled a chapter meeting and had me there and told people, you know, I think Parnell would make you a fine president. And he had this dinner meeting. There's something about food that attracts people. So we had a nice dinner, and they got me elected. There were 28 people there, as I recall, that night, and I became, at the age of 26, older than some and not as old as others, but I became, at the age of 26, a chapter president. And I was pretty excited about it. We got plans underway for the next meeting. Told everybody about the time and place. Thought about having some refreshments. Tried to figure out a way to attract people to come. And the second meeting was slightly different than the first. I got there and we looked around and we had four people there. But I think this is why Dr. Capps looked to me to be president, because I didn't say, well, I guess people don't want to have a chapter here. We continued to meet. We had a meeting the next month. We had a meeting the month after that. And the month after that. And somewhere along the way, we had a convention. and we might have moved the meeting a week so that we could come to the national convention. Next thing you know, we're back up to 25 or 30 people. So there are two things that I have said during the course of this thought thread, if you will. First of all, something about refreshments or food. If there is something for people that they may look forward to partaking of when they come, they are more likely to be there. Secondly, it's important to meet consistently and have things to do. But not just refreshments or a dinner, though that's a fairly big part of it. You want to introduce your people to the Federation philosophy of blindness. You want to have some kind of presence there at your meeting involving teaching people about what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. So when people come and they're having dinner or enjoying some refreshments, you also want to play the presidential release. Let them hear from Dr. Maurer. As he indicated just a few moments ago, he indicated it by how he delivered his remarks. Did you notice how dynamic of a speaker he is? And so you want to get your members introduced to Dr. Maurer. And we have one national convention a year, but he releases a presidential release. I don't think we have one in June, but we have one all of the other months, I believe. So this is a way for your members to get to know Dr. Maurer at every single meeting, except for the month right before the national convention. And that's because he gets a chance to talk to us when we gather in our thousands and in our numbers that are in the range of several hundred chapters in one place at one time with all of the 52 affiliates. We get to hear from Dr. Maurer at that time. But the release is that opportunity for you as a leader to bring your members up to speed with what we're doing in this movement by allowing them to hear from Dr. Maurer. So that's one thing that you want to do when you get your people there. Now, I'll say one or two other things. I know we got Joe and we got Bill up here who are going to have some ideas as well. In terms of recruitment, we know something about chapter building in South Carolina. Because we do have a number of chapters, and some of them have 8 people, and some have over 100. But if you meet someone and you think, you know, this is a really great person, that would be a great part of our chapter, an important component of the success of our programs here in the community, and you want them to come, what's a good way to get them there? Yes, give them something to do. Ask them some advice. Feed them. Go get them. There are a good number of ideas that have been thrown out already. Dr. Capps, who, as you heard this morning, was attending his 55th consecutive national convention, came to his first federation meeting because someone had asked him to make a presentation. So he just came and talked about his job. He was about 25 years old or so. And what if that chapter president at the time did not have the foresight to think up a way to get Dr. Capps to come to a meeting by asking him to come and be the program speaker? The first time I came to a federation meeting, the Columbia chapter was having, well, I think I came to a membership banquet one time in about April of 1989, and no, that's not right. The very first meeting I ever attended in the National Federation of the Blind was an opportunity when the president, who knew of my fondness of music, wanted me to come and sing some Christmas music for the chapter. They didn't say, Parnell, come and listen to the program. I know you have a lot going on. You got a girlfriend. You're double majoring. If you find time, come. No, they played to my ego a little bit and said, come sing, Parnell. We want to hear you sing some music. So I showed up. And look where I am now. So, you know, get people, not tonight. So, you want to think of something that will interest people enough to come. And then when you get them there, let them hear the release, make them think they're the big program item, but introduce them to the programs of the National Federation of the Blind. I guess I could talk all night, but I'm not going to do that. I just want you to give some thought to how important it is to have chapter presences, if you will, to have a chapter presence in every community of our nation, because that's how we bring the Federation into the homes of Americans. It's hard to do it all from right here in Dallas. So when we go back home, we've got to bring people the Federation. That's the biggest gift that we can give to blind people, is an introduction to the National Federation of Blind. And finally, when you get people to your meetings, raise some money and get them to the convention. In my opinion, it's just mine. Joe and Bill may have other opinions. The most important thing you can do with your chapter treasury is help people get to convention. There's no better shot in the arm, no better way to learn from people who know more than you and I do, to share ideas, to create new possibilities for the future, than to come to a national convention. And so I leave you with those comments, and I look forward to the rest of the convention. I'll have some other things to say at various times during the program, so I'll be talking with you then. And thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Bonkoski.
Thank you, Parnell. Okay, now our...
It's summer time!
Okay. All right. Okay, we're ready to introduce our next speaker now. I'm gonna introduce our next speaker now.
And fellas, I know you're ready to
rock.
We're
kind of waiting for the music to go.
We went crazy.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now we heard from probably one of our oldest affiliates, not our oldest, to say president, but one of our largest, well, the largest affiliate in this country. Okay, but now we're gonna hear from Bill Packey, who is the president of, is going to give you hot ideas from the state of Alaska. Okay, now, I'm going to be honest with you. A year or two ago, there is no way in God's green earth we could have somebody up here from Alaska talking about membership building, because we could hardly get anybody from Alaska to attend the national convention. But we do have Bill here because he is doing wonderful things in the state of Alaska. And many of you chatters could probably identify with some of the struggles that Bill has had in Alaska in building membership. So here's from one of our newest members in the business of building chapters, Bill Packey.
I've got one.
Okay.
I am going to go mobile. I hate sitting for my crew here. They all know that I hate just standing or sitting behind a podium or sitting behind a desk. Thank you, Joanne. I would like to give a very cold and very chilly greeting from the state of Alaska in our affiliation. And on a day like today, oh my goodness, that would really be nice. I would like to say thank you for having me here today. I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about a box. And suddenly it gets eerily quiet. I'm going to talk about a box, and then we're going to discuss a few other things as well. When it comes to membership billing and affiliation building, it all comes down to a basic core value. Parnell had talked a little bit about the presidents, how important presidents are. It's just as important to have a great set of communication with each one of your members as well. It comes down to just a very basic. Can't hear us in the back. How's that? A little better? Sorry. I'm usually very loud, and I apologize. Everyone's soaking up all the sound here. How's that? A little bit better, too? Okay, thank you. When it comes to building up your chapter, communication is one of the biggest things that you'll ever have to accomplish. If you cannot communicate with each one of your members in your chapter, and you cannot communicate with your chapter as a state president, you're going to end up having difficulties and members that are just sort of hanging there or just show up on occasion or not informed members, and then it becomes very confusing. So what we've done in the state of Alaska to help us grow our chapters, which we have grown, we just added a new chapter in Wasilla. Sarah Palin, very good. Yes, we did send out a please come to our chapter, be a member here, and Sarah has still not replied. She wasn't there for us when she was governor, and she's still not there for us right now. We're also going to be aiming at growing a chapter in Juneau sometime before the end of the year. We're going to be hitting an area up in Barrow by the end of next year, and then a little community called Bethel out on the West Coast. So as you take a look at the state of Alaska, we're going to look like a giant target on a big bullseye here. So we're going to cover every part of our state here shortly. But that gives us a problem, which is staying in communication with everyone as well. So here comes the 21st century, and our technology has caught up to us and has enhanced the way that we communicate with each and every person in our state. There are two words that I need everyone to remember tonight, and I did this last night in Ron Gardner's little presentation on membership billing. And for those of us that were here before or last night, there are two words I need everyone to remember. It's still early enough in the day. It's only 3:30 in Alaska, so we're all really early. So two words, Alaska, NFP. Thank you. Alaska, NFP. You can get a hold of us. You can get a hold of myself. You can take a look at our chapter. You can take a look at anything there is and communicate with us at any time with those two words, Alaska, NFP. We have got ourselves a great website. AlaskaNFB.org. We've got even something simpler. I'm a great fan of the KISS method. Keep it simple, silly. Second part, if you need to get a hold of myself on our email, AlaskaNFB@yahoo.com. All right? Now, here comes the fun part. We also have a Facebook page. Anyone? Facebook, we're at Alaska NFB. This is getting tricky now. Really hold tight. Twitter page, Alaska NFB. Thank you. Skype, Alaska NFB. Okay. So there is no reason why communication is ever going to be a problem for anyone out there or anywhere in our state. Keep it simple, silly. Keep it easy. Keep it simple. We have also taken upon myself here once a month to communicate with everyone across the board. I set up a newsletter set from my desk. We go through and discuss the issues of our state, and it's sent out via email, Facebook, anything else I can do for you, so everyone is in complete communication as to what is happening, when is happening, and so on and so forth. And that can always be found at Alaska NFB. Yes, thank you. Now, that is inside the box. That is a basic thing. Once your communication has been established, then we can start taking a look at outside of the box, which I'm standing now. Once you get outside the box, now the challenge is, how do you draw people into your new chapter and into your new affiliation? You have to do something unexpected. If you do the usual, you're just going to be talking like your white noise in the background. So do something different. So if I would happen to say to you, hey, we in Alaska are building the world's largest white cane. Wouldn't that just get your pique your interest? And we are, by the way. It's now standing at 7 feet tall. We're going to have it at our state convention. Next year, for any of you that think you're going to build a little bit larger white cane, we will bring it to Orlando with us, and we'll just happen to set it up here next to our Alaska area. We also took time here this last, back last month. Parnell had mentioned the word food. We ended up renting a whole park in downtown Anchorage between 5th and 6th Avenue, right downtown, right next to Anchorage's largest shopping mall. On the other side of it is the Performing Arts Center. On one end of the park, there was a gentleman that was selling hot dogs for $5.25 each. Welcome to Alaska, or welcome to the inside of the hotel. Well, just a little side note, really, really funny, really quick. We're over at it was $5 sodas at karaoke the other night. I hadn't seen prices like that since I left a little village out in the middle of southwestern Alaska called Good News Bay, and they would sell soda at $5 each. And I said, well, there's nothing different with that. Why are we upset? Until everyone else sort of took a look around at me like, okay, $5 sodas. And on the other end of the park, we had set up on a perfect little corner, a little veranda. We were giving away hot dogs. No, giving away hot dogs. This poor gentleman on the other side obviously wasn't selling anything the other night, and we were giving away free hot dogs. So while we were giving away free hot dogs, we had a table out in front of us. We had all the brochures for the NFB. We had some name cards out in front of the NFB. We had contact information. We had our little flag set up. We were there manned by our own NFB group. So not only were we giving away hot dogs when people came up, we were passing out information. We were doing all sorts of other really neat things. And for those that just happened to get thirsty after eating that hot dog, then we were selling the soda behind, so we were making a little bit of money with it as well. Those are just a few of the ideas. My daughter, Sarah, was very creative, and I don't think she wore it here tonight. She created a T-shirt. Do something unexpected. Creating a T-shirt for our Midnight Sun chapter up in Fairbanks. She created a T-shirt on the front side, and for those of you that know Superman, when he gets into corners, he rips open his shirt, and you have a big S down the middle. Well, on her T-shirt, she has a picture of this gentleman doing the same thing, ripping open his T-shirt, and instead of a giant S on there, he has a giant Who's It right in the middle of his chest. Absolutely brilliant idea, Sarah. And I wanted to give her a shout-out here really quick. Those are just a couple of ideas. Do the unexpected. Now, when you all walked in here this evening, I know Joanne's been talking about door prizes, and Rosie's been talking about door prizes, and everyone's going to be singing a song and little things like that. Well, you know, that isn't quite all it. You see, I like pulling a little bit of surprises as well. And everyone that walked in was an unwilling participant. Do something unexpected. Underneath someone's seat, there are four ping pong balls. And in my pocket, which my daughter Sarah, by the way, will be helping me pass out, I have brought down from Alaska either some Alaska salmon jerky or some Alaska reindeer sausages. So take a look underneath, and I'm going to have Sarah hold those out. One moment. All right, do something unexpected. If you do something unexpected, If you do something, just stand up or hold your hand up. If you do something unexpected, I know I put four ping pong balls out there, right underneath the middle of the seat. This is pretty unexpected. All right. I know it's there. I put them there. We have? All right, we got some bag in there. Okay, one last shot here. Everyone take a look. Should be in the middle of the bottom of your seat. Then we'll go on. Any of them that are left over, we'll send up to Dr. Maurer or Mrs. Maurer. I'll get some of the brown nose here off. So for your chapters. So for your chapters and for your affiliates, two big things. I didn't know this was going to be this confusing. Usually people just rip the seats open and that's the end of it. We're not real Alaskans here, are we? All right, there's some back. I put two on each side. Yeah, we don't have any empty seats. All right, we're going to keep moving on. Anyone finds them, come find me. All right, so we got two things we talked about here. Communication. Use the technologies we have today. Use the weapons that we have. Emails, Facebook, MySpace, which we don't have. But we could if we wanted. Twitter. Is Steve Sawson here tonight from Maine? Steve is notorious for Twittering at any time, anywhere. All right? Twittering. Use our other means of communication. And by all means, keep your open lines of communication going. Okay? Part two. When you do start doing this and want to draw members in, do something out of the box. Do something unexpected. If you do something unexpected, it's not going to be background noise behind your head. If you go up to someone and say, "Hi, I'm Bill. I'd like you to join up with our chapter meeting here tonight." I was like, "Oh, okay, click." If you go out and say, "Hey, we are going down to Dallas. We'd like you to join. What would you like to do?" Or, "Hey, we're giving away salmon jerky, or we're giving away reindeer sausage. We won't need Rudolph here next year. We can go ahead and give, you know, something like that away. Or we can say, hey, we're building the world's largest white cane." Do something unexpected. Give away the food. Make a big splash in the community. Do something. Am I going to the mic again? Sorry. Do something in the community. Do something big. Make a splash. If we don't make a splash, we can't really expect to get new members into our community. There are too many other organizations out there, not just for the blind, but other organizations. We need to make a splash. Now, just so we have a refresher, the two words we're going to remember here tonight is... Thank you. If you need to get a hold of me, I am going to be over with my Alaska delegates here tomorrow. You can come over and talk with me there. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter. You can also find us online at our wonderful website that was just created, or you can email me. I thank you for your time.
Great, Bill. Bill is getting a chapter in the North Pole. I think that's phenomenal. You have NFP guys in the North Pole. Okay, and our next speaker, who the music is introducing here, is probably one of our most exciting affiliates around. When I think of Joe Ruffalo, I think of excitement and fun. And if you've ever been to one of his state conventions, I mean, you rock when you're at that convention. And so hear from one of probably the most energetic state president I know, the man that bounces off the walls, is Joe Ruffalo. So, Joe, from...
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. Is everybody pumped out there? Are you guys pumped up? Are you guys pumped? Let's hear it. Let's hear it for Joanne and the Philly Action Team. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, we do have some fun in New Jersey, that's for sure. Bill put some ping pong balls under your chairs. I'm from New Jersey. We put something under your chair. It's a 38 caliber weapon. No, I'm okay. Just teasing, Joanne, just teasing.
I hope so. Just teasing. Who's that? very good, very good. Okay, I'm here tonight to talk about something very dear to my heart. It is called building membership. And there's many ways you can build membership. We just heard several different ways. What I've taken from some of the meetings that I go, it's so important to go to these meetings. Write your notes. Reread them. We have an affiliate action team that's dedicated. They mean what they say. They say what they mean. They're there for us. So, back in 2008, I was honored to be the national rep in West Virginia. And at their convention, someone mentioned their at-large chapter. And I asked some questions about their at-large chapter, and they meet quarterly over the phone and things like that. They had a handful of people that were doing it. And I thought about that for a moment or two and, you know, put it in the back of my head for a little bit. Then in January of 2009, I was invited, along with many other leaders in the Federation, to attend a dwelling seminar, building membership seminar, at the National Center. And while I was there, the seed began to grow a little bit more about this at-large chapter idea. And again, it's not a new concept. I just developed it a little bit further. And I was able to get the tools from the National Center. The tools were lists, white cane list, Braille monitor list, future reflections list, students list, diabetic list, you name it, they have a list, we got it. What we did in New Jersey, we have 21 counties, 7 chapters at the time, and we divided the list up into different regions. And prior to that, I was beginning to think about really starting an at-large chapter. We came up with a script. Quintina Singleton, one of our national scholarship winners, wrote a script up that we could follow or not follow, whatever. Basically, it was to talk to this person on the other end of the phone, tell them a little bit about the Federation. See, they weren't cold calls. They all knew something about the Federation, which was helpful. Some of our chapters ran with it. Some of them are still looking at it. But that's okay. That's okay. We are here to help each other out. And from this list, we would ask them their likes and their hot. We want them to talk to us. Because when they're talking to us, I write notes down. And you find out an awful lot about people when you let them talk. And once they talk, who wanted to be a school teacher? Who's in college? So you refer them back to the National Association of Blind Students. And in New Jersey, we refer them to Evelyn Valdez. So to make the story as short as I can, we started networking with lots of people and encouraging them to get to a chapter meeting. Some of them live far away from a chapter meeting. Some of them aren't quite ready to start a chapter. Some of them work on the day of the chapter meeting. Some live where there's no transportation. So then I developed that a little bit further and said, we need to start an at-large chapter. And we did. In April of 2009, we had our first conference call, and we sent emails out and so on and so forth, invited people, and have a very good list now. What we do in our conference call, we send out a free conference call number through, I think it's freeconference.com. There you go. Thank you. And we send that out. What I like to do ahead of time is send the minutes. Well, the first meeting, there was no minutes, but minutes and agenda out 10 days prior. And I let the members know, in 10 days prior to the next conference call, you will receive the minutes from the previous meeting and the agenda for this next meeting. It goes out. Email to all that on our list. I also email it to our state board and to all our chapter presidents. I want our new members to realize that this is an organization with meaning and purpose, with objectives and goals. I want them to know that it's not just for them, although it is, that others are involved too, that there is a state presence, a local presence, and a national presence. On our meetings, we invite a guest speaker. Sometimes the guest speakers have been Joanne Wilson, Jason Yule, Dan Fry, Jesse Hartle, Chris Danielson, and many others. I want them to feel the connection between the state affiliate, local chapter, and our national office. We have a meeting. Minutes are read or reviewed. We have a treasurer's report. We are starting to do that now. We just sent out our constitution to Joanne. I sent it to her not too long ago. And so she has our state constitution. It has been accepted by our state board at our convention in November. They will receive their at-large chapter charter. Get involved is important. So this year's state convention is hosted by a chapter. This year's state convention is going to be hosted by our at-large chapter. There you go. Get them involved. Many of our at-large chapter members have attended the Washington seminar. Some are here today at this convention. And the real objective of the at-large chapter is not to have our current chapter members, oh, great, I don't have to get up early on Saturday and go to the chapter meeting and spend a few bucks to get there and buy my lunch. I can just say I can't make it anymore and join the at-large conference call. No, that's not what it's for. Just the opposite. Once we introduce our at-large members to this conference call system, and we've had as many as 42 at-large members, out of that 42, we have lost 16 members. Now, where did we lose them? We lost them to local chapters, which is what we wanted. One of our chapters, our Garden State chapter, has more than doubled in size since we started this. I get them to go to at-large. Linda DeBardinas is also part of our at-large chapter. And during the conversation, she works in the Garden State chapter news. And before you know it, that person's off to a local chapter, which is what we want. I hope to have a huge turnover in our at-large chapter. So you see the connection, national, state, local. We have an agenda, as I said. We review the agenda. We have old business, new business. We have national updates, state updates, local updates. We also have an opportunity, what I call, let's go around the room and have everyone on the call give us a minute or two of why they are a member of the Federation, or one call was, what do you want us to learn about you? Or another call was, what do you want from us? That was a good one. It was, they want everything. But which is good. One was, how can we help you to achieve your goals? And when we have a new member on, we highlight that new member and let them talk a little bit longer than a minute or two so they feel a part of it, because they are a part of it. We were all first-timers at one time. Every one of us, I think, maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but every one of us were invited to a chapter meeting or invited to come. And it just amazes me why we don't do more of that. We heard Ron today, and I'll use it now. How many people in this room know another blind person? Right. Invite them to your next chapter meeting. Invite them to your state convention. If each one of us brought one extra person, we'll double in size. So again, the at-large chapter's goals and objectives is to introduce the Federation to those who can't get to a meeting for whatever reason. But before you know it, we had a woman on our at-large conference call, and I've known her for a long time, and she just couldn't get to a chapter meeting because she said it was too far. After two at-large conference calls, she called me and says, she said, you know what? I can get there now. I feel an importance, and now she travels about an hour and a half to get to the chapter meeting, which is wonderful. So eventually, when she feels more comfortable, we can start a chapter in her area. That's really the purpose of it, is to grow our chapters in other areas too. So that's what I'm here to talk about. Think about that in your state. It is not to take away from people attending a chapter meeting. No, no, no. Get that straight now, okay? It's to introduce people who can't get there for whatever reason. Get them excited about it. Let them know who we are, that we're there for them. I've talked about NFB mentoring programs. We talked about affiliate action. We did legislation. We want them to feel that we need them, because we do. Without them, we don't grow. And without growth, we just don't move along. And we need to get ready to pass that torch to that next generation. So that's what I have for you today. Thank you very much.
All right, let's hear it for Joe Ruffalo.
Green and
Joe is famous for leading cheers. Joe, do you have any cheers you want to lead? You're famous for that.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, the Rutgers University, which is RU, was undefeated at the time. So this
butterfly.
Okay,
now we give a
fan
club.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, just for doing that, make me feel very embarrassed. Jerry's buying Cokes for everyone. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, so why don't we do next show? Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to do one door prize, and then we also have a group activity that we're going to do. Okay, so what I need to know... Yeah, let's turn the music down, please. Just turn it down a little. Thank you. Okay, what I want to know is... Listen up. Who in this room, this is for everybody, has been to the most national conventions, the greatest number of national conventions?
19.
Okay, so we have somebody for 39. Oh, 29. So I don't want to, you know, make you... Oh, 28. Okay, anyone else more than 28? 33 in the back. Anyone else more than 33?
36.
Okay. 30. You don't sound like you could do 36. Anyone else more than 36? 36 going once. No. Okay, so it sounds like 36. Now, who's that in the back saying there's 36 national conventions?
I'm just an old man.
Rick Fox, what state affiliate are you from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, 36 conventions. Give him a round of applause. Yes. Okay. And your door prize, since this is another one of our summer themes, and we're going to move on to other seasons soon, but Rick Fox, you're going to look foxy in some Stars and Stripes flip-flops. you also get some sparklers, and a Baskin-Robbins gift card. So enjoy these hot flip-flops. Perhaps you can wear them to the banquet. You got it. Okay. Okay, and now here's a group activity for everybody, okay? A really important part of getting folks excited about the Federation is getting them to form friendships, to make friends, to bond, to have a good time. So at your chapters, you can do lots of little activities to help the crowd get to know one another a little better. So what I want you to do is I want you to turn to your neighbor or someone around you, and I want you to find four things that you have in common with that person, and blindness cannot be one of them. Okay, so go for it. Four things that you have in common with the person next to you. Let's go, go, go. Okay, everybody. Let me have your attention, please. Okay, let me have your attention. Let me have your attention. Okay. All right. You guys feel like you got to get to know each other a little better? Okay. Okay, so I need... Now, what's going on right now is we're going to pass out some numbers for an activity that we're going to do in a second as part of our next panel. But what I want to do right now is I want to hear just from a few people what things you found in common with the person next to you. So do I have any volunteers who want to share?
Hey, Bobby.
Okay, so I'm hearing over here to my right at the end of this row over here. Okay. Let's quiet down for a second so we can hear. Okay. So I'm going to hand you guys the mic, and I want you to Okay. Okay. Go for it. Okay. These gentlemen, tell us your names and what states.
This is Everett Bacon from Salt Lake City, Utah. I talk a lot.
And Rob Pyers from Rhode Island.
Okay, Rhode Island and Utah.
Yep. And Rob and I are both sports fans. We both found that out. I like the Cowboys. He likes the Penguins.
Okay, what else do you guys have in common?
We both work in rehab.
Okay.
Yep.
What are third fact? Do you guys have anything else?
A third fact. No, that was really it. Yeah.
Oh, only two. Okay, well, your assignment for you two is you guys need to hit the gossip bar after this is over. Okay, who else? Let's go over here towards... Okay, 1 second. I'll get you guys in the front. Okay, we're in the back. Who else? Okay, we have... Okay, 1 second. I'm so glad it's eager participation. This is great. Okay, here you go. Here's the mic.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. My name is Justin, and sitting next to me is Stephanie, and I am from Connecticut. She is from Ohio. Some things we have in common are that we both like music. We both like sports. We are both college students, and we both ran track in high school.
Perfect. Now, here's the big question. Here's the big question. Are they both single? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So we have one more of you over here.
Okay. Then
was it over here?
Then we'll move on.
Okay. Let me come to the back here. We want the folks in the back to feel included, too. Okay, here you go. Mics.
Okay, so it's Nikki and...
Fanny.
And Fanny. And Fanny's from New Jersey. I'm from Georgia. We found out we've both got double consonants in our names, and we are medical professionals from when we were sighted. And what else? And we both live alone in the country.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Ladies, are the numbers passed out? Is that all that... Are we still passing out numbers? Taylor, Micah? Okay, perfect. Okay, we'll do one more. This lady over here is eager, so eager participant. Here we go.
My name is Addie Pack. I am from the state of Delaware, the first state in the union. My neighbor and I are both chapter presidents in our state. We have been rooming together for the last 4 to 6 years at our state conventions. We're both females.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. So well done.
Let's go ahead and turn it over then to our next panel, Joanne.